Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. It says that the preparations that Mary was doing for Jesus' arrival, it says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations to be made. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. Right? Isn't it interesting? My dear brothers and sisters, Mary and Martha were similar in that they both loved Jesus. But the difference showed up when he visited their home. The Bible records that in verses 38 to 42, Martha opened her home to him. Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord Jesus answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Mary has chosen what is better. Wow. Now, Jesus did not say that what Martha was doing was not good. He said that what Mary was doing was better. Hallelujah. What was Mary doing? Sitting at his feet, listening to his words, loving and adoring him. There is a lesson here, my dear brothers and sisters, particularly for those involved in church work and ministry. Don't get so involved in the work of the Lord that you fail to get involved with the Lord of the work. I like what E.M. Bounds said. To be much alone with God is the secret of knowing him and of influence with him. The question is, if you're not being influenced by God, who or what is influencing you? Are they people, the pressures of life, circumstances that you are in? If Jesus had come for dinner tonight, he may well have commended Martha and told Mary to get busy in the kitchen. But his priority before going to the cross was to spend time with those he loved. And here is a thought that will change your attitude towards prayer. Remember, Jesus wants to spend time with you. Period. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to spend time with you. You are precious to him, and he loves your fellowship, your friendship, your communion with him. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this morning. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you. We are thankful to you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. Time and again, you give us opportunity to be seated in your presence, listening to your voice. I pray, give us that grace, O God, to be still in your presence, to sit near you, to talk to you, to talk with you, and to pray and to commune and to give a ear to your voice. I pray, O Father God, give us that grace, that from our busyness of life, from all the electronic gadgets, from our works, from our generating of revenue and everything else, O Father God, we'll find time to spend it with you alone. That's what you desire. I pray, Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters who may be grappling with their health condition. I speak healing. I speak wholeness. into their bodies right now, right here, in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Today, Lord, we vow to give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.